بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تأكيد تحريم مال اليتيم. In this chapter is a stress that the wealth at the estate of the yatim, of the orphan, is completely haram. That is, if a person is administering the estate and there are orphans included in that estate, sometimes a person passes away young, leaving orphan children, then to safeguard that estate of the orphans is very, very important, and to devour it, to use it wrongly, is totally haram. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, قال الله تعالى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. Undoubtedly those people who devour, who eat up the wealth of the yatim in a wrong way, that is, they do it wrongly, they eat up, the child doesn't know he has inherited from his father, he's a small, still he's a minor, and the person who is the trustee, he eats up all that money in a wrong way. Actually, that person is eating in his stomach the fire of Jahannam, and he will be thrown into the blazing fire. That is, it might look that he is enjoying, yes, samosas and bhajiyas and biryani, but actually it is the fire of Jahannam that person is eating when he is eating the wealth of the orphan. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَعَلَى الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. And do not even go near the wealth and the estate of the yatim, that is, do not use it but in a good way. That is, there are different views. For example, if a person is a rich person, then he should not use the yatim's wealth even for his upbringing. If he's a poor person and he cannot afford it, then he can use the wealth of the yatim, but he must be very careful that he must do it in a good way, that is, that he does not use excess. He does not make the excuse of the wealth of the yatim and he uses it. It's difficult, it's almost impossible to cook separately from the yatim, all keep his things separately, keep our things separately, so it can be mixed. But you must be very careful that our niyat is not that we are eating the wealth of the yatim. That must be his amount, reasonable amount is allowed. And also, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى. They ask you with regard to the rulings, the masala about the orphan. And an orphan is a child that is not yet baligh, and a person who his parents, his father has passed away and is not a baligh, that is a yatim child. And to administer the estate of that, a person must be very careful. قُلْ إِصْلَاحُ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ. To do islah, to do for their good, that is the best. Consider the interest of the child. That is what you must keep in mind. You can mix your wealth with his, but keep his interest in mind. And also, keeping his interest in mind, invest the money. Because over the years, that money, the value of it is going to depreciate, and the value is going to become less. So the trustee then should try and invest that money so that it can grow. قُلْ إِصْلَاحُ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ وَإِنْ تُخَالِطُوهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْمُفْسِدَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِ. And if you mix your wealth with his wealth, that is, for example, his money is not so much that it can make an investment, then you can add your money also in there and make the investment proportionately. And Allah Ta'ala knows exactly who has got good intentions from amongst you and who has got bad intentions. But what niyat you are going to do it. And also, on the other hand, to look after the interest of the yatim, the reward of it is also very, very great. And if a person is made a trustee and he accepts to be the trustee, then he must execute it properly, that responsibility which is upon him, and he should see to it, and his reward will be upon Allah Ta'ala. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. Protect and safeguard yourself. Refrain from seven destructive sins. Yes, seven sins are mentioned. Whereas ulama have enumerated 70 major sins that a person must be very careful that he safeguards himself from. Yeah, on this occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned seven of them. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا هُنَّ The Sahaba asked, O Allah's Rasul, what are they? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first wanted to draw their attention. Therefore he said, safeguard yourself of seven sins, and he just not mentioned what the seven sins are. He wanted them to become interested and draw their attention. So when they asked, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashirku billah. The first one is to associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. That is a person who is a mushrik, who worships things besides Allah Ta'ala. And Tawheed is not only to believe in one Allah, but Allah's sifat, His qualities, that we believe that only Allah possesses those qualities, nobody else. And in the af'al, in doing the things of this world, or running the affairs of the world, Allah alone is sufficient. Allah is not in need of any malaika. Allah is not in need of any anbiya, of any awliya. Allah does everything on His own. There is a system which Allah has kept before running this world, but Allah is totally independent. Tawheed is the most important. Secondly, was sihr, the black magic. To practice black magic is one jadu. To practice jadu is also one of the great destructive sins. And according to some, it is haram to learn it, and it is haram totally to practice it. And according to some, it leads to kufr as well. وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ And to kill a person only when it is right to take the life of that person. That is, when Shariat has permitted it. For example, that person, for three reasons Shariat has permitted the taking the life of a person. A person who is married and commits adultery. That is, he must be stoned to death in an Islamic state. The second is, if he committed murder, he had killed somebody, then in return, if the family people are not prepared to accept blood money, then his life has to be taken. And the third is, if he abandons Islam, he becomes a murtad. So that is the third thing. The fourth thing, wa'aklu riba, eating of usury, that is interest money. Interest is also strongly forbidden, and its punishment is also very severe. And it is so severe that it is worse than a person who commits incest, has sexual relations with his own mother. How terrible that sin, we all can understand. Using of interest money is even worse than that. The next thing is wa'aklu mal al yatim, and to devour, to eat the wealth of the orphan, and that is what is relevant to this subject. It must never be usurped or consumed in the wrong way. The young orphan is a weak person and he requires assistance. Now to exploit that weakness and his ignorance that what his father had left for him, that a person uses it for his own personal gain, this is great, great oppression as well. وَتَوَلِّي يَوْمَ الزَّحْفِ And to flee from the battlefield when we are facing the enemy. At that time to flee and not to save one's life. And there are also various reasons, details when it is given, when it is permissible to flee. Otherwise, basically, just to save one's life and leave the battlefield. That is also totally haram, and it is also a major sin. وَقَذْفُ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ And to accuse and the slandering of a chaste, innocent, believing woman. Many people make rumors about certain women that they are having affairs, etc. And if that woman is chaste and innocent, and we are making these rumors, that is also one of the very major sins that have been condemned in the Quran and in the Hadith. So these are dangerous things that we should try and protect ourselves from, especially if this chapter is with regard to the wealth of the orphan. And if we are trustees in an estate, we must be very careful with regard to this matter. And if we do it correctly, the reward is very, very great by Allah Ta'ala as well.